ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will head to the southern border later this week. He'll meet with Border Patrol agents and others in Brownsville, Texas on Thursday to talk to them about their jobs and to push Congress to pass the bipartisan border security deal that the Senate negotiated. The same day, former President Trump will make a similar visit to Eagle Pass, Texas. Mr. Trump's appealed the $455 million civil judgment a New York judge ordered him to pay for overvaluing his assets. Students at an elementary school in Owosso, Oklahoma, walked out of class today, protesting the district's response to the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary student who died following a fight inside the school earlier this month.
I want to make sure that the people in that building that did this see this and know that justice is coming for them.
That parent was among the community members who joined the walkout. New home sales fell last month. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin is in its seventh day. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Police say they're concentrating their search on rivers in the city. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller was one of the lead authors of the report. He says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, well, you or your loved one need get the help that they need. You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Little Red Barn Dog Rescue is looking for community support to pay off some medical bills and potentially expand their building. According to a WQOW report, the organization says they need to make some upgrades to their building to make sure their volunteers have running water and on-site bathrooms. The Dog Rescue is hosting a charity dinner on Saturday and hope the community can step up to improve the organization for their volunteers and dogs. More information can be found on the rescue's Facebook page. The Wisconsin State Assembly has approved legislation to bar hunters in northern Wisconsin from killing any does for the next 4 years. The bill is meant to allow the northern herd to build back up after a slower-than-usual hunting season. Department of Natural Resources officials say hunters killed about 15% fewer bucks and nearly 30% fewer does. Under the bill, children 16 years or younger would be allowed to kill a buck or doe, but would only be allowed to kill one. The bill goes to the state Senate next. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard. And that's who we are. When we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A warm and windy day today as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 35 miles per hour, but that's going to pump our highs to near 60 degrees today. The sunny skies will shine bright through tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes, bringing a wintry mix flipping over to snow. Right now, 44 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the incomparable Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our engineer, producer, and taking your phone calls when you give us a ring-a-ling. Good afternoon, everybody. Back to work, back to school day, Monday, February 26, 2024, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommers, nice to be back in the studio with you. How the heck are you?
Yeah, good to see you on the other side of the glass instead of the other side of a computer monitor.
Yes. Was traveling around last week, was in Shawnee, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and beautiful Hayward for the 50th annual Birkebeiner. And again, thanks to Darla and Gray and Big G up there in Park Falls and Hayward Studios for the hospitality and all the help. Also to Jim Santel and Morning Cannolis, who helped out on Saturday, bring that Birkebeiner coverage. So great team effort, and hopefully everybody enjoyed it. Thanks to Catherine Lake also, who was up with us and doing some interviews, a person on the street, and really, really great team effort and a lot of fun. But also, of course, glad to be back here in Madison, the world headquarters, with you again on a Monday. Rested up a little bit, got back to Madison late Saturday night. Kind of made the long trip down the state, but beautiful, you know, beautiful driving, great weather, and got back and just kind of vegged out yesterday. How about yourself?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I went to Chicago. So right after the show on Friday, I drove down there. And then I got back fairly late yesterday. Good time. Glad I don't live in Chicago.
Is that a factor? You're happy to be back in the Tony suburbs of Madison.
Yeah. And I will say, so the event I went to was at the McCormick Convention Center. Mm-hmm. For those of you, whether or not you've been there, it is enormous.
Right.
It's like any given room in there could probably fit. I don't even know.
It's a big place.
I'm at a loss for words with how huge it is.
I've been there for a convention, but it is one of the biggest convention halls I've been in, right on the Lake Michigan. So
yeah. And it's funny, there are signs in there that point to Lake Michigan.
Right.
But if you want a sign to tell you where the bathrooms are, good luck. And if you want a sign on the roads to tell you how to get to the parking for the convention center, good luck. And when you're leaving and you want to get back on the highway, there's a few different medians. You're not supposed to drive over this median, mm-hmm. but the other one you are. So if you want to just get anywhere around there and you mm-hmm. don't already know exactly what to look for, good luck.
A small town Manitowoc boy does not do well in Chicago. That's the headline there, right?
Even other part, like the drivers in Chicago, sure, whatever. Everybody talks mm-hmm. about that. That's fine. I can deal with that. It's just the signage is awful.
It's different.
It's bad. It's not just different. It's bad.
You have to speak Illinoisese, I think, in order to get around down there. Well, I'm glad you made it back safely, by the way. I'm glad you're here. So.
And Jeff Perry comments, Aaron, I think that the signage means you're supposed to pee in Lake Michigan. And you know what, Jeff? I think you're right. I should have done that.
That's hilarious, because when you said what you said, I was thinking the exact the same thing as Perry. It only goes to prove that guys from Richland Center pee a lot outside. You know, if there's a tree, whatever. It's not a big deal out there.
The pea doesn't fall far from the tree? I don't know.
Something like that. Well, lots going on in the news today. We're going to get right to it. By the way, our friend and colleague Luke Mather is stopping by a day early. He's going to be here at 1:30 for a Monday tangent with Luke. He's going to be traveling tomorrow, so he's kind enough to make time for us today. So he'll be along in the 1:30 hour. We may play a little cut from Jimmy Kimmel live in that half hour, see what he thinks of that. Kimmel did a great bit last week talking to Trump supporters and telling them things that Trump had said, but originally saying that Joe Biden had said them, and then said, oh, wait, I got my notes crossed up. That was actually Trump. And when you hear how their outlook changes, it's astounding. So we'll try to get that to that in hour two today. Coming up right now, we're going to get into the election results and what the Trumpster was up to over the weekend. And I think this is important because I watched a lot of news shows, as I do on Sunday. And then again this morning, did some reading in papers as well. And here is my takeaway. I was astounded and left a little bit dumbfounded, quite frankly, that a lot of the mainstream media, news media, was not reporting on or making, in my opinion, a big enough deal about what Trump said over the weekend. Not just the usual goofy stuff, but some pretty disturbing things. And instead, we're focusing on, will Joe Biden politically stub his toe on Tuesday in Michigan? Which, of course, is just nonsense. So we're going to bring you some of those cuts. We're going to break it all down for you, tell you what it means. We're going to dissect what happened in South Carolina over the weekend as well, the primaries there. And preview a little bit tomorrow, the Michigan primary over in Michigan. I have some cuts from Gretchen Whitmer, the governor there. And tomorrow we're going to have a couple of, at least one election expert tomorrow talking about and previewing the Michigan race over there. But right now I want to bring you a couple of a breaking news headline. This from CNN. Key figure in fake electors plot concealed damning posts on secret Twitter account from investigators. Good old Kenneth Chesbro, the right-wing attorney who helped devise the Trump campaign's fake elector plot in 2020, concealed a secret Twitter account from Michigan prosecutors, hiding dozens of damning posts that undercut his statements to investigators about his role in the election subversion scheme. A CNN K-File investigation dug this up, releasing it moments ago. Chesbro denied using Twitter, now known on the platform as X, or having an alternate ID. When directly asked by Michigan investigators last year, his cooperation during the cooperation session, according to recordings of the interview obtained by CNN. But the network linked Chesbro to the secret account based on numerous matching details, including biographical information regarding his work, family, travels, and investments. The anonymous account called Badger Pundit. Interesting that he chooses a Wisconsin. There's always a Wisconsin connection, right? The account was called Badger Pundit. Also showed a keen interest in the Electoral College process and lined up with Chesbro's private activities at the same time. The Twitter post revealed that even before the 2020 election, and then just 2 days after the polls closed, Chesbro promoted a far more aggressive election subversion strategy than he later let on during his Michigan interview. Chesbro's attorneys confirmed to CNN that the Badger Pundit account belonged to Chesbro, describing it as, quote, his random stream of consciousness, unquote, where he was, quote, unquote, spitballing theories about the election, but insisted that it was separate from his legal work for the Trump campaign. Chesbro has not been charged with any crimes in Michigan and sat for hours-long interview with the state attorneys general back in early December. In his retelling to Michigan prosecutors, Chesbro has cast himself as a moderate middleman who was duped by Trump's more radical lawyers. I read through this before we went on the air. Here's my takeaway. Again, much like Andrew Hitt here in Wisconsin, immediate past chairperson of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who just last weekend kind of had a mea culpa with CNN's Anderson Cooper. Pardon me, with the, well, he's at CNN, but also works for 60 Minutes. So CBS's Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, Andrew Hitt, when he's facing criminal charges, you know, says, well, actually, yeah, I don't believe the election was stolen in 22, that Biden actually won, that Trump actually lost. And yeah, this is terrible. And here we have Chesbro, now that CNN has done this great investigative reporting and has the goods on Kenneth Chesbro, has this Twitter account called Badger Pundit, they fess up. Yeah, he did that, but it was just, you know, a stream of consciousness. He didn't really actually mean any of it.
Well, then that begs the point, just like with Andrew Hitt. If we don't believe that you're stupid enough to be duped, if you are, that's a whole other issue. Just like we don't think that Chesbro is dumb enough. Like, this isn't really just stream of consciousness. He's plotting things. And if he is stupid enough to just put his random thoughts out there, knowing that they're, I don't know, conspiratorial.
I think the biggest issue, or the bigger issue, might be that he withheld information while he was under oath.
For sure. Yes.
You know, that's the thing that's going to come back and bite you in the political butt, or in the legal butt, is did you swear under oath that you were telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, there's nothing else there? And then did you end up lying under oath and withholding some very important information? So we'll see. We'll continue to follow that. But again, breaking news, CNN has confirmed, and Kenneth Chesbro's attorneys have confirmed, that he had a secret Twitter account called Badger Pundit, Wisconsin connection, of course, that he withheld from Michigan investigators last year when he claimed to be cooperating with them in their investigation of the 2020 elections. We shall stay on that and keep you abreast of it as we move along. I want to move along right now to the elections over the weekend and break these down. And there's an important point that I want to make sure that we hit on here. Well, there's a couple of them. But number one, the idiocracy, the appalling nature, the offensiveness of some of Trump's comments over the weekend. And I know, nothing new, but yet there is. And also why most people are making this a big deal about how big Trump won over the weekend in South Carolina, Nikki Haley's home state. Trump got 59.8%, might as well say 60. Haley got 39.5, we'll say 40. So 60 to 40, Trump wins in Haley's home state. Everybody's making a big deal about the big win for the Trumpster. But what they're not talking about is what this actually means for Trump and the election moving forward into November. I want to start off with Fox News. Yes, Fox News. Here's anchor John Roberts of Fox News, not MSNBC, not a lefty. This is Fox News talking about the consequences of this weekend's South Carolina primary.
The real key here is this 59% of Haley voters who say that they would not vote for Donald Trump should he become the nominee. That tracks with about 24% of the Republican Party, which is right along the lines of what that New York Times Siena poll showed us almost a year ago now, in terms of the makeup of the Republican Party, in which there was about 25% of Republicans who say that they are never Trumpers.
So there you go. Fox News, John Roberts years and years and years ago was with CBS. He's been with Fox News for several years now. But Fox News nails it. That is the headline. That although Donald Trump won big in South Carolina, 25% of the Republican Party say they will not vote for him in November. Come back, break it down. More cuts for you. Not going to want to miss it. It is coming up on 19 past the hour of 12 noon. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer, coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd LaValle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network for a Monday, February 26, 2024. Mr. Aaron Zommers in for a wonderful week here. Was great last week and for another week. Always answering your phone calls. Feel free to give us a ring if you want to weigh in. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I understand there's a new number available as well.
There is. I don't remember it off the top of my head because...
Yeah, let's not give it out today. We've
been hearing
people,
this one right. for so long right. that the we'll, other one... We'll I just, still got to take right. some time
we'll,
to...
We'll just... For today, we're going to stick with the old number. 844-967-2789. Dollars trying to take me off the air, you understand?
I thought I was muting myself.
Enough of Todd. Already 21 minutes into the show, and Zommer says he's done. Look, before the break there, we played you a cut from Fox News's John Roberts, who got the headline of this weekend's Republican South Carolina primary exactly right. He said there are approximately 59% of Nikki Haley supporters who say they will not, under any circumstance, vote for Donald Trump in November. That equates to roughly 25% of the Republican Party saying, we're not going there. If Trump is the nominee, under no circumstances, like Paul Ryan, former Republican Speaker of the House, like Andrew Hitt, immediate past chairperson of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, they say we're not doing it again. So again, you watch the national media and they're talking about the inevitability of Trump being the nominee, which I agree with. All right. So, I mean, looking at Politico, some great coverage here, by the way, in Politico. By the way, Trump only visited South Carolina three times in recent weeks, four, if you count a fundraiser. Think about that. He barely goes to a state, wins it with 60% of the vote. Again, the final vote, Trump, we're going to call it 60%. It's 59.8. Haley gets 39.5. We'll round it up to 40. So 60 to 40. This part is fascinating. Fascinating. A majority of every age demographic picked Trump over Haley. Every age. On the Republican side. Men and women both back Trump. Voters across all income ranges back Trump. And he only narrowly lost college graduates while dominating among those without a college degree in South Carolina. But here's the thing. The Trumpster has a weak spot. It's Republican primary voters who believe President Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 election, which he did, or who think Trump would not be a fit for the presidency if convicted of a crime. A large majority of those voters were with Haley. Her problem is that they were just over a third of the overall electorate in both questions. So you see the conundrum here. And again, former state senator of Wisconsin, conundrum, great guy for several years. Did a great job in the state Senate. But Republicans have a conundrum. There's too many Trumpsters in charge of the party, MAGA people, in order for anybody else to win the nomination. But there's not enough of them to win a general election. And because their policies are so divisive, they can't bring anybody new into the fold. So sure, Trump's going to win the nomination. That's a foregone conclusion. But to try to think that he's going to beat Biden or anybody in a general election in the fall, pretty tough to see. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone line. Stephen in Green Bay. Stephen, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Good afternoon, Pat. Always great to hear from you.
You too.
So I was watching some news programs as well over the weekend, and some of the language that was being used by these news programs was a little different about Trump than what I've noticed in the past. And they're referring to, when they refer to Republican Party, they refer to Republican Party, but then they also refer to Donald Trump's faction of the Republican Party. It's almost like the Republican Party is two separate parties right now. And when they talk about it, it's almost interesting because the Republican Party is not only fighting against the Democrats and their ideas, but in a lot of ways, they're fighting within themselves. And they can't agree on what they think themselves as a party. And it's just complete and utter dysfunction on that side. And then you have a president that's running that is the cause and the source of all that dysfunction. It just kind of seems like a big unorganized college frat party on the Republican side. And then you have the Democrats that are the middle-aged people that are, like, you know, trying to tell the kids what they need to do and how to behave. It's an interesting dynamic for sure.
Stephen, you nailed it. And Mr. Zomers, if you got the cut, Nikki Haley talked about exactly what the Republican Party is right now. Stephen's absolutely right. What is it, Mr. Zomers?
It is total chaos.
Thank you very much, Governor Nikki Haley. Nailed it right there, Zomers, on top of it. Stephen is right. Whether you want to call it a frat party, chaos. I tweeted out last night, the current chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Arthur Schimming, affectionately known as the Shim Sham Man, he's not a big drinker, you understand. He likes a Diet Coke. In the summer, you'll find him on the Edgewater Pier here in Madison studying himself. Or any particular bar in Madison. He enjoys a good Diet Coke, and he likes to write things on the back of napkins. That's kind of the way he works. Nothing wrong with that. But I tweeted out last night that I hope that Chairman Schimming has a lot of extra Diet Coke on hand, because I think he's going to need it, because you have a nominee in Trump who is divisive, who is hanging his hat on false lies about elections instead of talking about issues that really matter to voters. And that goes for do-nothing Derek Van Orten, the congressperson from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in Western Wisconsin. It goes for Badger Boy State Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin, who are Trumpers. Now, on the other side, you have Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House, Andrew Hitt, immediate past chairperson in the Republican Party, and now Fox News. Now Fox News. And in fact, we have time for this. No, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till after we come back. And we're going to hear from Fox News. Brett Baer, the anchor of Fox News, interviewed former President Trump over the weekend. And you're not going to believe this. Fox News's Brett Baer has grown a pair. He realizes you cannot keep perpetuating a lie. Of course, $700 and some odd million in a Dominion lawsuit might have something to do with that. It just might. But Fox News has gotten religion. And I'm going to come back. We're going to play you these clips. It ain't MSNBC. It's not the left-wing people. It's not from the Democratic Party. This stuff is from Fox News and fellow Republicans. And this is what I'm telling you, folks. The MAGA folks, God love them, but they're going to keep on voting Trump. But there is 25% of Wisconsinites who still have brain and common sense left. And they can see the writing on the wall, just like Paul Ryan, just like Andrew Hitt, just like Toddy. Come back, play it for you on the other side. It's the Todd Lowball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Forecast today will have you thinking spring, and come soon in March, there is a chance for you to put some seed on the ground. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Frost seeding is a strategy where you can broadcast seed onto the ground, and then that freeze and thaw effect that usually happens in March helps the seed establish. Division of Extension Specialist Kevin Shelley says there are pros to this technique on pastures.
It's more common maybe with pasture management, something, a perennial pasture where we don't tend to have tillage, and we want to improve the complement of the species in the pasture, maybe get some legumes into that grass like red clover or white clovers or alfalfa, although trials have suggested that alfalfa doesn't work quite as well. We really need a species that is a little more rapid to establish and a little bit hardy from the get-go. So medium red clover tends to work well in that situation.
Kevin Shelley is a cover crop specialist with the Division of Extension. Stick around for a look at your commodity prices up next.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, serving dairy farmers across the Midwest since 2013. Farm First Dairy Cooperative. Member-focused, member-driven, member-led. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe, on Instagram at Fab Farm Babe, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Celebrate our century and sesquicentennial farms across Wisconsin. There is a growing list of farms that have been family-owned or operated for over 100 or 150 years. You can find out about them all year long thanks to our friends at Compeer Financial. Meet the families, hear their stories, and take a trip down memory lane by logging onto MidwestFarmReport.com. New farms are featured each Friday on our morning show. Celebrate century and sesquicentennial farms with the Midwest Farm Report.
As the temperatures rise and more people get outside, the Wisconsin DNR is asking you to avoid burning because of the high fire danger statewide. Over the past weekend alone, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires, burning nearly 30 acres. Turning our eyes to Chicago, cash corn is trading down 2.25 cents at 397.5. December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 448.75. Cash beans down 6 cents at 11.27 a bushel. New crop soybeans are down 1.5 cents at 11.24 3/4. A different story for the Class 3 milk contracts. Those are trading up midday on a Monday. The March contract is up 18 cents at 17.49 a hundredweight. The April contract up 9 cents at 17.94. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A warm and windy day today as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 35 miles per hour, but that's going to pump our highs to near 60 degrees today. The sunny skies will shine bright through tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes, bringing a wintry mix flipping over to snow. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on a Monday, February 26, 2024, along Mr. Aaron Zommers here on a Monday. A quick breaking news story for those listening in on WMDX here in Madison, courtesy of Channel 3000, local CBS News affiliate. Madison fire crews are responding to a vehicle fire at the Cheesecake Factory. Now people are going to think this is real. It is real. That's real. But Cheesecake Factory is in West Town Mall here in Madison. I don't know why you wouldn't just say fire crews responding to a car fire at West Town Mall. Unless, in fact, that the car has entered and in the Cheesecake Factory, which, of course, is a whole other story. It doesn't say that.
If that were the case, I would think the headline would be car crashes into the Cheesecake Factory and bursts into flame, immolating thousands of cheesecakes.
Which is not the case. There is simply a car fire, the headline says, at the Cheesecake Factory here. By the way, have you had the Cheesecake Factory?
I've never been.
I'm slightly embarrassed to say I'm a fan of a national chain like that. I've never had a bad meal at the Cheesecake Factory.
It's okay to like a national chain.
I know, but sometimes I'm a little sheepish about it. A, their lime cheesecake, it's fantastic. And also, I think it's the chicken and the tomato basil pasta. And the summertime, the raspberry lemonade is absolutely great. So anyway, if you're in Madison, stay clear of West Town Mall. Fire at the Cheesecake Factory. In a completely unrelated note from our advertising department, there is a special on creme brulee at the Cheesecake Factory this afternoon. So enjoy that. we are talking about, in all seriousness, and that is true. There is a fire in the West Town Mall parking lot.
The special deal is not true.
No, I don't think so. Although maybe they'd honor it if you stopped by. You never know. We'd find out how many listeners we have here in Madison.
I suppose so.
We are talking about what happened over the weekend in South Carolina. The results there where Nikki Haley, everybody's talking about, not everybody, but a lot of people are talking about the fact that Trump goes into Nikki Haley's home state where she was the governor and beat her up pretty bad politically, 60-40%. And a lot of people are saying, oh, that's the headline, how great Trump is doing. But here, courtesy of Politico and our own reporting here, the real headline, and also we played this from Fox before the break, the real headline here is that 59%, almost 60, pert near 60, of Nikki Haley supporters saying they will not vote for Nikki Haley, or for Donald Trump in the general election. That's almost 25% of the Republican Party overall. So fully a quarter of Republican voters are saying across the country that they're not voting for Trump if he is the nominee against Joe Biden in the fall. Now, they're not all saying that they're going to vote for Biden necessarily, but they're just saying they're not going to vote for Trump. But you take 25% of any party's base away, and look, I'm no Nostradamus or Karl Rove or James Carville, but your candidate's not going to do real well if you lose 25% of your base vote. And Republicans can't do anything about this, you understand, because the MAGA folks, the Trump folks, control the base of the Republican Party. Said before the break, we're going to play this for you here. Again, this isn't MSNBC. It's not the left. It's not from the Democratic Party leadership. This is Fox News. Bret Baier of Fox News interviewed Trump over the weekend. And the question is, just so we're clear, what are you going to do to appeal to suburban women across America to get this vote? And Trump goes on to these lies, continues to perpetuate lies about the 2020 election, and Bret Baier gets up in his face a little bit here and calls it like it is. And I think it's fantastic. Here it is, Bret Baier interviewing Trump over the weekend.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter who feels that way to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot, okay? Let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or...
Mr. President, let's go to
recent. Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brett.
Understand about the Hunter Biden. No, but that's cheating on the election.
But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brett. You take a look at all of the stuffed ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread fraud.
We're trying to get recounts, real recounts, not just numbers of votes.
Widespread
cast.
Corruption. There was not a sense of that. There were lawsuits, more than 50 of them, by your lawyers, some in front of judges that you appointed.
Look at Wisconsin.
That came out with Wisconsin no evidence.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now, and it's continuing.
There have been reviews of every election. Potential case of voter fraud in six battleground states, and they found fewer than 475 cases.
You know why? Because they didn't look at the right things.
Okay, are you going
to be... They were counting ballots, not the authenticity of the ballot. The ballots were fake ballots. This was a very rigged election.
Are you going to go... This is how you're going to tell that independent suburban woman voter to vote for you?
We're off to winning an election, and I think we're winning very well. I got a poll just recently. I have it here.
All right, and then it goes on from there. Good job by Brett Baer. I mean, he literally told Trump to his face, quote, you lost the 2020 election, unquote.
And like you said, I think it's the lawsuit. I think that now that people are seeing...
The Dominion voting lawsuit.
Yes.
Which cost Fox News $700 and some odd million.
Yeah, the Dominion lawsuit. And then also Trump finally being held liable for other legal issues. People are discovering, oh, my God. He's not an invincible juggernaut that will kill me and my family if I just tell him, oh, maybe not.
Right.
And they're discovering that being a news organization and saying lies may be profitable for your base, but in the long run, it'll hurt you a lot more.
Trump, continues to perpetuate the lie that somehow he lost the 2020 election. That is not true. Again, I'll refer you to a great book. I'm holding it up for those watching on the stream. It's called The Big Truth, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie. Big lie, of course, that Trump won in 2020. The Big Truth, written by Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, a great reporter, and David Becker, also a great reporter and author. This book, The Big Truth, lays out in wonderful detail, easy to understand, of exactly why the 2020 election was the most free and fair and accurate, perhaps, of our lifetime. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Also on the text line, this is Cindy checking in from Wausau. Says, if the dumb orange idiot actually believes he won the 2020 election, then tell him he did, and it makes him ineligible to run for 2024. Well, unquote. Well, Cindy, maybe you have something there. I think that this kind of rhetoric from Trump, and we're going to play some more, this is even more disturbing. The more that it gets out there and people hear this, I think that there are these principled, good people that vote Republican for county sheriff and register deeds and what have you, maybe even vote, you know, for assembly and state senate Republican. But they are not necessarily MAGA Trumpism people. Not part of the 30% base that will vote for Trump no matter what. And I think these things matter. And remember, in South Carolina over the weekend, 40% of voters rejected Donald Trump. And according to the Associated Press vote cast, a bit over 1 in 5 Republican primary voters said they would not vote for Trump in November if he was the party's nominee. According to Politico, perhaps the clearest illustration of this dynamic came in the city of Charleston, where Haley racked up more than 80% of the vote in some precincts. Haley saw Trump's soft underbelly and underscored it in her remarks, telling her supporters, quote, he drives people away, unquote. On election night on Saturday, Haley said, quote, I'm an accountant. I know 40% is not 50%. But I also know 40% is not some tiny group. There are huge numbers of voters in our Republican primaries who are saying they want an alternative. Unquote. Nikki Haley. She's absolutely right. And this is why, if you talk to them off the record, if you talk to them away from microphones, Republican Party leadership are freaking out because they don't know what to do. I mean, over the weekend, John Thune, U.S. Senator up from either South or North Dakota, we'll have it here for you in a minute. I'll find it. He's the minority whip for the U.S. Senate on the Republican side. One of Mitch McConnell's key allies in the Senate who bashed Trump after January 6th. And over the weekend, John Thune endorsed Donald Trump. They can't help themselves. But here's the secret. 25%, one in five now, they're saying in AP, will not vote for the Trumpster in November. And this is why people who are freaking out saying, oh my gosh, we have to, when people aren't going to vote for Joe Biden, we have to get somebody else. Here's the deal. People, they have not, I don't believe that most people have come to that realization. It's not set in yet that, yeah, as much as people might not like it, that's going to be the choice in November, folks. It's going to be a rematch between Trump and Biden. Somehow people are still saying, the leaves aren't on the trees yet. Anything could happen. We got to have somebody else. And that's why in these hypothetical poll matchups, Biden isn't as strong as I think he will be. Once we get through summer, once Trump is the nominee, and remember, he could be the nominee even if he's convicted and sitting in jail. And I believe he would be. Trump will be the nominee. Biden will be the nominee. Then take your polls. Then take your polls in early September. And let's come back and see where we're at. Because I think that once people realize the choice is between Trump and Biden again, I think for all these reasons that Nikki Haley's talking about, people are going to say, no, we ain't going back to crazy. And if you don't think he's crazy, how about this one? Over the weekend, Trump was at the Black Conservative Foundation in South Carolina. There were some bright lights. This is cut number one, Mr. Zomers, I think, or ish. Trump was looking through these bright lights. And this is an actual Trump quote from the Black Conservative Foundation over the weekend.
Just a second.
Okay, sorry about that. So this is Donald Trump over the weekend at the Black Conservative Foundation in South Carolina. By the way, there was about 90% of the audience here is white, just so you know that. This is the Black Conservative Foundation, Trump talking to the crowd.
And then I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against. It's been pretty amazing, but it.
So that was the second cut, but yeah, it was close. It was the same event where he's talking about the fact that he's been indicted several times. All right. Talking about the fact that he's been indicted several times. And that is why black people relate to him. Basically because he's saying, I'm a criminal and black people are too. I mean, it is so offensive. It is so racist. It's pathetic. Of course, people who support Biden and Democrats are never going to vote for somebody like that. But I am maintaining the more that we expose this, the more that we play these real cuts, I think there are still 25% of quote-unquote normal Republicans out there who are not going to vote for Trump either. Back with more.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tullamore Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, top of the hour. We'll take a look at national weather and news, local weather as well around the state of Wisconsin. Very spring-like. Going to be even more spring-like tomorrow in south-central Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, the possibility of some strong storms, some severe weather tomorrow, so be abreast and aware of that. And then after tomorrow, it's going to drop down to winter for like a day, highs in the 20s, and then by the weekend, back up into the 60s. So, I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. But hey, I take while we can get it, I guess. The groundhog was right, as it turns out. You gotta respect the groundhog. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Breaking down what happened over the weekend, not just in the South Carolina primary, where Trump beat Haley 60-40, yes, but the AP finding that one in five Republicans are saying they're not going to vote for Trump in November. This conundrum the Republican Party has nationally and here in Wisconsin, that sure, they have enough people to get Trump over the finish line in the primary, but they don't have enough people to get Trump over the finish line in November. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So here's the cut from the Black Conservative Foundation event in South Carolina. Trump is up on the stage and the lights are shining in his eyes. And here is Donald Trump in his own words.
These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones, you see? That's how far I've come. That's how far I've come. That's a long way, isn't it? We've come a long way together. Lynn Patton.
I'm not sure that we have, Mr. Trump. Making a joke out of it. And you're asking yourself, why are so many people laughing at this and applauding this at a black conference? It's because for the reporters who were actually in the room, about 90% of the audience was white in South Carolina. Making jokes, racial jokes on national television. And the headline this morning on a lot of the morning shows are, is Joe Biden going to stub his toe politically in Michigan tomorrow? I think that the more that your average conservative Republican voter in Wisconsin hears this stuff, I think they're going to join with people across the country, the 25% or so Republicans that say, no, not this guy. I think they're going to join former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. They're going to join former immediate past chairman of the Republican Party, Andrew Hitt. And they're going to say, no, not this guy. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Go to the phone lines. Gary from Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, you know, I'm a typical businessman, conservative Republican, and
I kind of look at this race as I wish both of them would just go away, okay? And we have two fresh people, young people. But we don't. We got two old guys, and there's no way in the world that I'm ever going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm a Republican. Donald Trump is not my favorite. When it comes down to it on Election Day, and when I voted for Donald Trump the first time when he won back in 2016, I held my nose. I told God, forgive me for what I'm about to do, and I voted for Donald Trump. But as he became president, I saw how the economy changed, and I thought, oh, he's such a goofball the way he talks. But I thought he did pretty good as president, and I support him. So in 2020, I was more than happy to vote for him. Do I like his personality? No, he's not my personality. If he was my next-door neighbor, I would not like him at all. He's an egotistical jerk, and he's a narcissist. But we have two people to pick from. We have a guy that really has problems, and he has handlers. He's really not, I'm just giving you my opinion as sure. A Republican. I don't believe that he's actually running the country because I don't think he even knows what's going on.
Joe Biden. You actually legitimately believe that Joe Biden isn't running, he's just a facade. You actually believe that?
I don't believe that he can understand half the stuff that what's coming out of his mouth. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some of the stuff that they show on TV. Now, you don't see this on MSNBC, but they show it on Fox. Him standing there giving a speech and then often just like zoning out for 20 seconds.
But Gary, I've been really careful on this show, and I have it loaded up. I mean, Mr. Zomers can tell you. We have multiple occasions of Trump doing the same stuff. And I just said, I'm not going there this show unless we have to, because I don't think it's a fair representation. They're both older. They're going to forget things occasionally. And Joe Biden has a speech impediment. He has a stutter. And I haven't gone there with Trump either. They both have stuff, Gary. That's just a fact.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
So I guess more importantly, because I do think you're a principled person. We never met, but I always appreciate your calls. I respect your opinion. Don't always agree, but respect it. Do you think that these cuts I'm playing for you, these racially, these racist cuts of Donald Trump at this Black Conservative Foundation, when he's arguing with Bret Baier on Fox News, still claiming that he won the 2020 election, are you still comfortable voting for him this fall in November?
I'm not comfortable.
Will you?
I'm not comfortable with him as far as some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. I think he's like, when he went out there and they talked about Haley's husband, where is he? Where is he? It's like, what an idiot. Why don't you keep your mouth shut? You're digging a grave for yourself. You're only proving what everybody as a Democrat thinks about you, that you've got a stupid stuff comes out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that.
But will you vote for him in November?
Yeah. I will vote for him. I he's not the guy that I'd want, but I would never vote for Joe Biden. I think the economy is not doing well. As a business owner myself, it's costing me lots of extra money. I'm making way less money than I used to make. And it's not all about me making money. It's the fact that I have to charge almost, in the last 3 years, the price of furnaces have gone up $2,000. And that's, I feel horrible, and I have to cut my prices.
But don't you think,
so I can save other people money?
But Gary, wouldn't you say that the price of goods, because I was retail for a while, I had my own business for a while, the cost of your furnace is going up. That goes all the way back to the pandemic. And some of the things that happened when Trump was still a president has almost nothing to do with the economy. The economy is roaring since Biden has been in charge. I mean, some of those costs are delayed by years. Yes or no? Quick answer. All right, come back to the side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show for Monday on Civic Media.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Tune in Monday, special Devil's Advocates, live from Michigan before the primary, Dom's old stomping grounds. Listen, WMDX, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Parents and community leaders join students at Oklahoma's Owosso High School today, where a non